Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello, welcome to Hicksville. Well, we're counting down to Christmas now, and wherever I look, there is a marché de Noël. We are spoiled for choice. In Castro, in the town, they're having their own month-long Christmas market, which is very good for their Father Christmas. It's what we English call a good gig. Mostly they come along once and then they're off. Anyway, looking ahead, I can't believe how many villages schedule their marché in direct competition with other villages. The critical day will be the 10th. What we want is for people to go to all of them, not just one of them. Anyway, I'll be listing those next week. For today, I just wanted to alert you to a couple of things. There's a cool place to go and eat, which is near where I live. We all know about the lovely Citrus and the Continental in Condom and all the main restaurants in Castera, Florida and all of those. But if you're on a bit of a budget, let me recommend Les Bouchées Doubles in La Sauveta. The guys who took it over last year are doing really well at lunch and dinner. It's a very nice environment. There's loads of food. You can eat as much as you like, salad and that kind of thing. And it's all very reasonable. Plus, they also do pizzas. And also, if you don't want to spend very much at the moment, how about going along to Domaine Arton, which you know they have summer open days, but they're also doing stuff in the winter. So this weekend, the 2nd and 3rd, they're having a marché complice. Lots of things to eat and drink. You have to pay a little bit, but not very much, and make merry before the Christmas stuff starts in earnest. They'll be hosting the Collège Cuisinaire de France, which was founded in 2011 by 15 stars of French cuisine, the Gordon Ramsays of France, among them Alain Ducasse, Anne-Sophie Pic, Guy Savoy and Alain Dutournier. They call themselves Artisans Militants de la Qualité, flying the flag of French cooking, which is coming under a lot of threat from the vulgar merchants from elsewhere. They will have assiettes de dégustation, which range from 6 euros to 9. So do go along, from 10 to 6 on both days. And conveniently, if you're there, just up the road in Lectoure, at the Allograin, where yours truly memorably performed in 2019, the only non-singing part in a musical, which suited both me and the audience. So on Saturday at 8, the place will come alive with the sounds of flamenco. The event is billed as Sevillana Soirée. Foot-stamping, fan-waving, skirt-swishing dancing. And flamenco dancers have such wonderful postures. In addition to the visual and musical aspect, there will also be paella and sangria. And all you really need to make it very, very Spanish is to put on some of that smelly cologne they like to wear to make you think you're in somewhere warmer than this. 17 euros to get in. Information 0562 687698. And have you noticed that we are having our fibres fitted or whatever they do with it? Lots of little white vans going around the place to increase our connectivity to make it faster than before. But if you're still struggling to get the hang of the simplest IT thing, write down the 14th of December, which is when the village of Puy-Casquier is offering free tech help for people who are struggling. Why there? Well, I go there to get my laptop sorted whenever I spill coffee all over my keyboard. There's a little place called Double Click and it's run by a whole bunch of young techies and they really know what to do. Well worth remembering. So put down the 14th. Next time it's the Battle of the Marché de Noël. But if you can't wait till then there's one taking place at Ordans-la-Roque all day long. And not to forget, in case you're near Vic on Friday at 6:30, they'll be lighting the Christmas tree. Have a great week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.